Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Ponch. Father Nick is a member of the Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Mary, Our Mother.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the Beloved. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. The word of the Lord. I was born in England in November 1939. It was a very scary time to begin life. I grew up scared of being bombed. There were bombs called doodle bugs, which flew right over our house, making horrible noises. And air raid sirens would go off, which meant we had to go into a shelter. Our dining room table was our shelter, made of steel. And that's where we spent many nights. I could never walk under a railway bridge if a train was going over it. I remember when the war ended, my father, who was in the London Fire Brigade and always in danger, took my older brother and me to a celebration on the River Thames in London. I was terrified of fireworks and so buried myself under my father's legs, because the sight and sound was horrific to me. My aunt paid our school fees, and so my brother and I went to Donhead Wimbledon College, a Jesuit school. It was there that I made First Communion, when I was 6 or 7. It was the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and that was a Saturday. What I most remember about it was that we had a communion breakfast, and so I had bacon and eggs. Rationing was severe, so there wasn't too much to go around, but it was plenty for a little boy. I've had a devotion to that feast ever since. I really don't think immaculately conceived ever made sense to me. There are two phrases which I love about Mary. They're in the Hail Mary. Mother of God and full of grace. They are the basis of my devotion to Mary. I think of Jesus on the cross in John's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 25 to 28. Near the cross stood his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. Seeing his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near her, Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, this is your son." Then to the disciples he said, "This is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Mary was a widow and needed the protection of some man. Mary, the mother of Jesus, then becomes the mother of God. And we are her children by adoption. We say, "Hail Mary, full of grace," a biblical teaching that I understand to be the same as without sin. It is God's gift to her because she is the mother of his son. It is even more important than being without sin to look after her son and show him love. Mary cared for Jesus when he scraped his knees and cuddled him when going to sleep. A perfect mother. That's why the Hail Mary is still such a wonderful prayer, as are the words, "Full of grace, the Lord is with you." I ask Mary, my mother, and the mother of the Lord, to guide my steps and my behavior. And I know that when I receive her son in the Eucharist, he will be with me to guide me, and when I die, I will fall into his arms. My mother died in 1997, but I see Mary in her, and know they are together forever. That is why this feast is such a beautiful feast day. But there is more. Mary gave us her son, Jesus, and he is our Saviour God, made man. In that powerful poem I read from the letter to the Ephesians, which is our second reading, we have read, "In love, God has destined us for adoption as his children, to receive his grace, and to be groomed for the gift of heaven." Those words are my translation, but they are a powerful promise of Jesus that we shall share this gift with Mary, his mother, and through her prayers. Well, thank you for listening to me, and God bless.